Thank you so much for tuning in for the Internet Advisor. We're kind of talking, this is really a hopeful conversation in many ways, because we're talking with Tom Kelly from Automation Alley, where he's the COO and Director of Entrepreneurship, about some of the great home runs that they've really had in terms of getting new businesses off the ground and training people for those businesses, high-tech businesses. And we'll be talking in just a minute about businesses that have been attracted to Michigan. But we're also talking with somebody else who's involved in exactly the same kind of thing in on the west side of the state, and that is Sandra Cochran is with us. She's at Grand Valley State University, where she is a business consultant, technology business consultant with the Michigan Small Business Development Center out there. Sandra, one of the things that I wanted to step into with you is talking a little bit more about the kind of things that you're doing to help develop entrepreneurs in that area. In other words, maybe getting on the ground level with these people and helping them launch successful businesses.
Right. There's a tremendous amount going on in all kinds of places around on the west side. You know, as far as the SBDC goes, we host a variety of training programs and events, both online and live at different locations at our regional centers. But over and above that, for example, Lansing kind of has a lot going on. There's some student incubation acceleration with their program, The Hatch, where they bring students in and help them incubate companies. They've also just started a brand new seed accelerator program called Conquer Accelerator. They've just brought their first cohort in to start going through the acceleration process and hopefully spin a couple companies out of that. They just recently had their Greenlight Business Model Competition, which was, you know, a way to bring young entrepreneurs, not just young, age young, but new entrepreneurs of any age, to come in and pitch their business model in hopes of earning some cash. And that happened in March. So Lansing has a lot going on. Grand Rapids is always a hotbed of entrepreneurial activity with Start Garden and Seamless Accelerator and their 5x5 night. They have That's their exciting. MS Challenge just recently, which was really a student-based program where they had students from, I believe it was about six different universities there in the West Michigan area competing for prizes. That just happened a few weeks ago. And they had a startup weekend recently in January.
And
so
you know,
lots of great things.
Sandra, this is Tom Kelly again. Foster, you know, Sandra doesn't give herself enough credit. The SBDC is a diamond in the rough. I mean, this is a great organization. If you're a tech business, if you're a regular business, your first stop should be the SBDC. They have about 90 consultants all over the state. And that is a great organization. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to toot your horn, Sandra, because that is a wonderful organization.
You're making me blush.
We send Automation Alley sends a ton of business.
Yeah.
There,
right.
They come through our door. We say you're not quite ready for us. Mm-hmm. We're a little farther along, but go see the SBDC, get some seasoning, get some coaching, and come back and see us.
Right. Right.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the launch pad out there for a lot of really good stuff. And Ed, you have a student out at Grand Valley State University.
Yeah, I had a couple, and one's back, and she's employed. And the other one will be employed. They're both in the arts. One does creative writing and stuff like that. And the other one, of course, he wants to be a videographer or whatever.
In the film business.
Yeah, film business. And
The neat thing about I think, is that all the universities out there, all this raw young talent.
Oh, and they're so passionate at that age.
Yeah,
right out of the university. Mm-hmm. They can get by on 3 hours sleep and still go to the bar. You know, it's just amazing how much energy they have.
You guys want to hear a great stat? You
What's
know,
that?
Our universities in Michigan that are focused on technology, we graduate over 10,000 STEM degrees every year.
Yep. Oh, wow!
Silicon Valley area graduates 5,000.
Wow.
The talent is here. The problem is the kids come out of school
gotta
and they go,
keep it
boom,
here.
Chicago, Austin, Boston. Yeah. They go to all these, quote, sexy places. And we're working on it. We're getting Detroit turned around where it's a sexy place to be. But we graduate enough talent, we could fill up all these advanced manufacturing
businesses. Well, that brings up a magic question. What makes a place sexy that wants to retain that type of talent?
I'm too old now.
What it was when my son, when we took our kids to...
I'll know it when I see it, right?
When we took our kids to, you know, five different universities here in Michigan, and, you know, we went to Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and we went to Lansing and Ypsilanti and stuff like that, and they just loved the excitement. They loved seeing all the people and the hubbub and... the 24-hour type of atmosphere, and right. they get their own place, and they just they fall in love with that campus yep. life.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the excitement that I know, Sandra, that you are developing out there. I wanted to check with one thing with you, Tom, before we wrap up our time together, and I'm sorry that it's so short, but one of the things that I noticed in your report from the first quarter was that you were involved in attracting a Chinese plastics company to the to Southeast
Isn't that
Michigan.
Awesome?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. we're the same place that we have the headlines about China shutting down access to Apple and the iPhone. And
right.
we got a Chinese company coming here.
Yeah, Kingfa came here. So what we do at Automation Alley is not only do we nurture the companies here, but we go out and we attract large companies. Kingfa is a multi-billion dollar company globally. They had never been in Southeast Michigan. We attracted them here because guess what? The talent is here. The innovation is here. The supplier base is here. The R&D centers that they want to be working with.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can make a gazillion parts in China very inexpensively. But if they don't innovate with the R&D center early on,
yeah.
they don't get the opportunity to make the gazillion parts in China.
Right, right, right.
So, and that's okay with Michigan. You know, we want to be known as the brain power of the automotive industry. And not just the automotive industry, but the brain power for mobility.
Are you sure you're not in sales? Wonderful.
Sandra, I'm curious. Along the lines of what Tom's saying, what does West Michigan want to be known for?
Oh, what do we want to be known for? Well, you know, we have a very strong background in the life sciences area. So certainly that is a space yeah. that all the communities around here are working on. You know, whether it be pharmaceutical or medical device, we have a great strength there. But also the manufacturing sector. We do have a lot of great, you know, automotive suppliers over here, as well as furniture manufacturers
mm-hmm.
and medical device manufacturers as well. You know, we've got a really exciting little company that's taking off. I'm very proud of them. They're called Microlam. They developed out of technology from Western Michigan University, a professor and his graduate student. The company spun out. They basically have developed a laser and diamond cutting tool that machines really hard and brittle materials in a way that they couldn't be machined before.
Wow.
And they've really progressed. They've raised over $1 million of grant funding. They have actually gone to market, and they have made their first sale overseas. So they are
That's cool.
Located right now in Battle Creek, really on the verge of exploding. So very proud of this young company. A shining example of what we can do out here in West Michigan.
Excellent. Cal?
Sandra, what would you say is your greatest achievement in this whole endeavor that you're involved in? If someone said, you know, what do you think is the coolest thing you've done so far? What would you say that was?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would say my own greatest personal achievement would be the over 500 companies that I've worked with over the past 10 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I love doing this work. I love meeting entrepreneurs and helping them launch companies. And even if their initial company isn't necessarily a success, because mm-hmm. small companies do fail on occasion, most of them are ready to come back and try it again, a little wiser and better prepared, and we do it again. So that's my achievement.
I love
helping companies start, and I think I do a pretty good job at it.
All right, Tom, how about you?
Oh, geez. You know, my greatest reward is help these businesses get established, right? They come through the door, they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they really don't know a lot. they know their technology super well,
yeah.
but they don't know all the sales and marketing and operations.
Yep, everything else to make it all hang
Gotta
together.
Make it happen.
Sandra, thank you so much for us. Sandra Cochran is with us from Grand Valley State University, where she's with the Michigan Small Business Development Center. The best to you, and I hope you have lots more success stories to share in the near future.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Good to have you as well. Tom, thank you so much. Tom Kelly from Automation Alley. Success to you. Continued success to you, because it's success for all of us here in Southeast Michigan as well.
Loved being here, Foster. Thank you.